Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 58 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, dude?
Not much. Well, a lot of things are up, but it's good to be back. It's good to be here. I mean, we haven't been gone, per se.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. We missed the recording last week because were busy. That's all. You got a little busy. Schedule was tight.
Sure.
To get the recording in earlier, like on time. So we are recording on a Monday a.m. instead of a Friday morning this week. But I'm happy to be here. You know, I am.
I'm happy to be here, too.
Yeah. Good. And an hour ago, you texted me, said you weren't feeling well. Why was that? You were nauseous?
I don't know. I just woke up with a stomachache. But, you know, I powered through, and I'm feeling better, and I'm excited to be on this year's show.
Nice.
And just, like, share some knowledge and news and so forth with our wonderful listeners.
I'm happy that you persevered.
We'll see if I can make it through the whole show. But I think I will. I'm feeling pretty fine right now.
Are you? Oh, God. You don't look. Oh, I'm kidding.
I feel great. I feel great.
That'd be awesome to see if I can get you to puke live. No, I'm kidding. That'd not be good. Yeah. That'd be bad.
We don't have the same opinion of what awesome means. But how about you tell us a little bit about what's been going on since we last recorded?
So let's see. I saw Ocean's 8 with my wife. We had a little date a day. We saw the movie Ocean's 8.
Okay.
Do you like those movies? The Ocean's movies? The original?
I mean, yeah.
Clooney series. Like, so they're rebooting it now with the women.
Right.
So saw that. We joined the YMCA here in Cary, and it's awesome.
You didn't even mention if you liked the movie.
Oh, you didn't ask.
Okay, well, did you like the movie?
Yeah, I liked it. You know, it was interesting. It was different. We know what to expect, obviously. I give it a solid 7.3.
Solid.
Yeah, out of 100. No, out of 10.
Okay, yeah. The YMCA then.
Yeah, the Y. Join that because I've been wanting access to a pool. For the last couple of years, I haven't swam in a while because I really am trying to prep for a momentous thing in my life where I'm trying to do something crazy, crazier than normal. It's not a new business, by the way.
Well, what is it? Finally go underwater?
Yes. I want to be able to hold my breath and open my eyes underwater.
Okay.
No, I want to do an Ironman before I hit 50.
Whoa, dude, that's crazy.
It is, I told you. So I've had this idea for a while. I've done two triathlons in the past, sprints. Mm-hmm. That was like 12, 13 years ago and did well enough. So it just takes some time. I mean, an Ironman is huge and it takes a good year of training.
It's pretty hard to play on guitar too, let me tell you.
That's awesome. So I'm swimming. But then here's the kicker. This morning, so we joined the Y, the whole family, we're all members now. And my sons really wanted to go swim with me, but it's not family swim, it's laps. I'm doing laps. So they're like, yeah, so it's summertime. And Avalon went too today, but she did yoga. So this morning, the boys and I swam laps. You know, I shared a lane with Parker, and Carson shared a lane with somebody else. And I did 500. I did a 500, you know, and then last week I walked to the gym. It's close enough to walk. I walked last week. I did a 500 and I ran home. So it's a mile and a half, you know,
wow.
Trip.
I mean, that's crazy.
Mile and a half each
Can
way.
The boys keep up?
Swimming or what?
Swing, yeah.
They can't. No, I mean, so Parker and Carson raced. Parker won. They did a 50. No, they did 50. Yeah, 50 there and back. And Parker won by about 5 seconds for right now. So, but Carson beat Parker's time in training for JG's many years ago and back in the South Bay in Redondo Beach. So he doesn't let his older brother doesn't let him forget it. You know,
your time's got to be running out soon. Like they're getting old fast.
Yeah, they're big. Yeah, I think I'm still faster. I'm taller, so I have the length to swim. You
right.
know? So they have to keep. Yeah. Anyway,
growing up for the longest time, you know, I just like always believed that my dad is like the fastest and strongest man in the world.
Right. And then one day you pass him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was my dad and I when it came to tennis, when I could, you know, he used to just whip me all the time and I'd get really mad and I'd take my racket and smash on the ground, like, you know, McEnroe, and he wouldn't want to play with me. Yeah. And then one day I finally really beat him. So that was the end of it. That was awesome. I was so happy.
That's amazing.
It was like 2 weeks ago. He's 87 years old. And then also I was going to mention one more thing. So Parker's actually has an interview for a job today. So pretty proud of that.
What? Parker?
Yeah. Avalon has two jobs now. Avalon has a job at the at Papa John's. They are not a sponsor. And she's getting some miserable, just dismal hour count right at the moment. But she also applied at the Y. So she's going to work front desk at the aquatics desk. So she starts in a week or so.
That's right. That's right. The kids are out of school. Time to get to work.
So Parker's at a burger joint. He's going to Burger 21. Also not a sponsor.
imagine that.
Right. And then the kicker, though, is the fact that they're up at 5:30, 5:15 in the morning to go with me. I couldn't have been more. I'm like, really? You guys want to swim that bad with me at 5:15 in the morning? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let's go. So we did it. Anyway.
Cool. That's cool.
What's up with you? What's new since we've recorded last?
Oh, gosh. So much stuff. I wanted to, we didn't... last time, but recap working at Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Camp Kent just a little bit, real quick. I thought we had a great time. That was the last time we recorded. We were with Dustin at a hotel
for
Work Camp Kent, and you and I went there. And we just had a good time like we do every year. That's the funny thing about that particular WordCamp for me, that it's it feels very like a family reunion, kind of, when we're there. So many familiar faces, and it's different than so many other WordCamps because it is kind of the same thing every year.
It's small. Like, it's a small camp. It's gotten a little bit smaller in the last couple of years. Like, I mean, I've been going for 3 years in a row. Have you gone you've been more than three?
I've been going 5 years in a row.
So all five, I think.
Yeah, but the last three have been at the same venue.
Right.
Same speaker dinner location, same after party location.
Right.
Mostly same places we go for lunch. Mostly same people.
Right.
And I still love it year after year. So many of the other WordCamps that I go to year after year, the venue changes or just something fundamental. It's a little bit of a different flavor each year. But but Kent is very consistent, and there's just something special about it. I enjoy going there quite a lot.
And this year, just for those who don't know, you were the keynote speaker.
Yeah, that's true. That was a real challenge. I've never done a keynote before.
I think we mentioned that last week in last week's episode.
Yeah. So your prediction at the beginning of the year, which I was very skeptical of, actually came true.
Right.
You predicted that I would do a keynote. I can't remember if you predicted that you would. I don't think you did predict one for yourself.
I don't remember.
I think you predicted that I would do a keynote this year, and I was like, pshaw. Yeah. Right. You're way off. And then it did happen. Like, I totally didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. So I kind of tried my best to get all inspirational or something.
What was your talk title?
I don't remember the title. I threw some title on it at the end. Something, a James Bond reference, I think.
Yeah.
But that was not an important part. It was an afterthought. Anyway, I don't know. Who knows if it moved anybody, but it was a fun challenge. It's like so different to write that kind of speech than it is to put together, like a presentation.
It is different.
WordPress multi-site.
Yeah, it's a different mindset because there's a different purpose, in my opinion, about how, keynotes need to be. I agree.
Yeah, that was fun. And also when I got back from all of that stuff, I had the bachelor party that I organized, and then I had the wedding for my brother and all this other stuff. It's been a crazy period. And then in the midst of this, I got assigned the task of writing our marketing plan at Easy Digital Downloads.
All right.
For the rest of the year.
And, that's easy. The plan is to sell more product.
In a nutshell, yeah. This wasn't an assignment that I was anticipating. I had my June schedule, like all the projects I was going to work on for the month planned out. And then, some stuff happened and we talked it over. And like next thing you know, I'm like, oh, well, I got to write up a big plan for the rest of the year. And that was kind of intense. I went into ghost mode for like a whole week.
Yeah.
I didn't eat or sleep, just like writing.
So, in essence, what you're trying to say, Kyle, is that you miss client work now.
No.
You sure?
That's funny. But I did put in a lot of time. I did eventually emerge like Moses coming down from the mountain with this marketing plan, like some classic novelist squinting because I haven't seen the sun in weeks, fingers worn by my typewriter, and small mountains of cigarette ash on my desk where ashtrays used to be.
Right.
But I have a marketing plan.
But it's
I don't I turned it in on Friday.
Well, good.
So I don't have any like feedback on like, what do you think about this plan at all? So it probably totally sucks. It's
probably
a disaster.
What the heck is this? I spoke to Pippin. I was at the brewery this past weekend. I didn't tell you.
Oh, right.
And we were drinking and he was just not pleased.
I wish you would have waited until after the show, because I'm really...
I'm sure it's awesome because you do nothing but stellar work.
Now I know, and I can just move on.
Okay, yeah. I think it's going to be just fine.
No, it's probably terrible. What kind of a plan is this?
Right. And what else? Didn't you go camping?
I went camping, this past weekend, because, we didn't have enough stuff to do.
Right.
So we left for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It was pretty fun.
Awesome. How did the little girl do?
Abigail was awesome at all of these things. She loved camping and sitting in the lake and riding bikes. She loved the wedding and just being with all the people and getting on her little walker and running around the dance floor. She was a hit, and she loved going to word camp. She's now been to 5 word camps and she's only 10 months old.
That's amazing. Yeah. She's a trooper and she's just a bundle of joy. So Avalon asked this morning after what you saw her before we were having some breakfast. She's like, when can I babysit Abigail? I'm like, when you get yourself to Michigan.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So, she's pretty sweet.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for the updates. It's time now for the news.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
Yeah. All right. Two things in the news. One is hot off the presses. I'm going to talk about that one first. WordPress.com's parent company, also known as Automattic, acquires Atavist. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Atavist. Atavist, apparently. Had you ever heard of it before?
No.
Either had I. So Atavist has been working on a content management system for independent bloggers and writers. With an Atavist website, you can easily write and publish stories with a ton of media. So they acquired it. They're going to roll the CMS or toss the CMS portion of it. But I guess it competed technically with Medium.
Okay.
And I guess they had an Atavist magazine. So the publication is going to join Automattic. It's unclear if it's going to be part of Longreads, because Longreads is also an Automattic owned company. And we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure exactly how that plays into their format of what they're doing. Because Matt, when I talked to Matt after I had drinks with Pippin, it didn't even come up. Didn't even come up.
So, right.
Anyway, so there's that. And the other piece of news, did you see this before?
I saw something from them.
Yeah, so
but not the same thing.
Our friends over at ServerPress, the makers of Desktop Server and WP SiteSync, they released a newsletter again, finally. They had quite a break. They were busy.
Right.
And in that newsletter, they mentioned they are going to be doing a new podcast, which I'm excited to hear. I know, right? I talked to Greg about it. Actually, in that newsletter, I was mentioned, Kitchen Sink was mentioned, the other podcast I have, because Mark was on it. Mark Benzikane.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You interviewed him on a recent episode.
Right.
And I heard great things about it. Maybe I should listen.
Episode 224 for that one. I had to look at my board. So they have a podcast coming out talking about Desktop Server, apparently, and their product. So I'm excited to see how that comes out. I really am. Hopefully, maybe if they ask me for some help and advice, I will help them and advise them. So
Mark also wrote a really great blog post recently that was just like a recap of like the story, the saga, if you will, of their 4.0 release.
He mentioned he's going to do that when I interviewed him. Yeah. So,
yeah, he alluded to writing that blog post, but he published it. And I think it's a great blog post because, I mean, I work for a similar software company and we know that you can roadmap all you want and plan your features and try and design your future for something that you want to create for your customers. But sometimes things just don't go according to plan and your hands get tied and you don't have a choice. And the next thing you know, months or even years in his case go by and you haven't done any of what you wanted. and it's heartbreaking at times.
Yeah.
So it's a really interesting, well-written and personal post that Mark wrote. I'd highly recommend it. Yeah. It's not just retelling facts, but Mark just laying it all out there and saying, this is what happened and the mistakes that we made and how we just got, held hostage by some of these industry changes and we couldn't do what we wanted. Yeah. We didn't have a choice.
We'll link to it in the show notes. If you want to go ahead and grab that, put that in there. That'd be great.
In other news, there are a lot of governments right now trying to ruin the internet, and it sucks.
Wow. Okay. All right. So did you want to talk about that at all? Net neutrality?
No. Not, I mean, everything this is a lot of the news in the Slack channels. A lot of discussion going on about net neutrality and GDPR and the new copyright filtering thing in the EU, and then the sales tax stuff was passed. Was it South Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this stuff is like, I don't know. Governments are really trying to ruin this good thing.
Did you see what Matt did before he started speaking at WordCamp Europe in Serbia?
The cookie thing?
The cookie thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yep, I heard about the cookie thing. That kind of started a bit of a
kerfuffle.
Yep, that's what it did.
That's my word of the day. The kerfuffle episode. That's what this is going to be called. Like how to cause a kerfuffle.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it. Okay. So you're done. You're done with the kerfuffle.
Yeah. The all internet used to be awesome.
And now
it's going to be wrecked.
Interesting. Okay. Moving along to changes. This is all you, since you put this in the show notes there.
Well, real quickly, Alexis Lloyd is joining Atomatic as head of design innovation, working alongside John Maeda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. To everyone involved. Yeah. I know John Maeda. Do you know John?
I mean, not personally. I absolutely know who he is. His work is outstanding and has an impeccable reputation.
Yeah,
he's been doing a lot of stuff on the web for a long time.
Yeah, I met him at Boston last year, and then I saw him at another camp after that. But we actually talked in depth for a bit at Boston. Really, really interesting gentleman. Really nice.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, cool, Leo. So that's it for the changes, right? No one else is moving around?
Nope.
Cool. Well, then we'll move on to this one. Nice. All right. So I'm just going to put it out there for you. Have you finished the book? Did you finish the book?
I finished the book.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I told you I would.
Yeah.
I went camping and I had like 8 pages left. And over the course of a couple of days, I managed to somehow finish those and even start the next book.
Nice.
Like half a chapter of my next book.
So what's the next one? What are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading The Drawing of the Three by Stephen King. It's the second book in the Dark Tower series.
Oh, well, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to read all his stuff and for a long time. And I'll tell you why. I used to read all his stuff, and we'll come back to that. Well, because actually, I can't tell you why until I get to the second question of the day.
Okay. So, I've never read any Stephen King before this series, but I don't like scary stuff.
Oh, see, there you go.
I don't like scary movies. Yeah. I don't like scary books. Not even remotely interested. But the Dark Tower series is not. It's a little bit dark, but it's more of like an epic adventure story.
Right, right.
And so I can get into it.
And what are you wearing? What are you drinking? Let's just kind of wrap yours up right there.
I'm wearing a Nexus Hosting t-shirt. One of my favorite t-shirts, actually. It's really soft and comfortable. And I am sipping on some coffee in my Game of Thrones mug.
Nice. Okay. Well, in the 3 months it took you to read the one novel, I took the initiative and started reading a novel as well. I started going some fiction because it's been a long time. I picked up a Jack Reacher book from the series. And apparently there are 15 of them. So
what?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. There's 2 movies, Tom Cruise. Best part, worst part of this is the first one I read was The Enemy, and it's not the first one in the series. I just picked one. I was talking to our friend Dustin about it, and he's read them as well. And actually, the moment was weird. It was almost like a Facebook moment where you say something out loud, and then all of a sudden you see an ad for that on Facebook. I was just literally thinking to myself, I wanted to start reading a Jack Reacher book because I was looking for some fiction at the library. And I went and looked them up. I didn't know which one to get. And then the next day, Dustin says, "Hey, you've heard of Jack Reacher, right?" I'm like, "Whoa, that was weird." It's like Dustin is like watching what I'm doing. I don't know. But so I read one. It was called The Enemy. It was good. I read it in like 2.5-3 days, 500 pages, because they're fast, you know. But the funny thing was, in my mind, I see Tom Cruise playing the character. In the book, he's 6'3", 220.
Oh, right.
Right. Just a different, obviously. So I finished that, and I went to the library yesterday, and I got 2 more Jack Reacher books. One is a compilation of novellas on the character, like some shorter stories. The other one, it's upstairs. I'm going to start reading that today. Yeah, so that's what I'm reading. I am drinking coffee provided by Jolt from a camp, like WordCamp Arizona, my last little bag of that. Jolt is a great little abandoned cart utility tool, not a sponsor. And I'm drinking it out of an old school gift that I got way back when. I went old school. If you can see this, it's my photography mug.
Oh, cute.
Photographers always keep things in focus. So I'm drinking it. Out of, just my old, going back to my roots of my creative side of my life.
That's super sweet.
Yeah, that's it at the moment, I think. Yeah, that's what I'm reading. That's what I'm drinking. Oh, and I'm wearing a shirt. What is this? Gravity Forms. Nice, soft.
Looks good.
Subtle. Yeah.
So, real good.
Gravity Forms. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think that's that. So, hey, Kyle, you know what time it is?
Is it time for me to tell you what I really think of your hairstyle?
No, it's not. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready, Kyle? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you sure? Because we got like 4 more seconds to get ready. Wait, you don't like my hairstyle?
No, I actually think it's quite dignified.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. First question is by Rigo. Is it Rigo or Rigo? I think it's Rigo.
Yeah? I'm going with Rigo, yeah. Rigo.
And it's an audio question, and I think you got this one. I'm going to go ahead and play this right now. Here you go.
What's today's W3TC?
Wow. That's bold. What's today's W3TC? Do you want me to go first, or can you?
There's so much like implied in this question. There could be listeners to the show who maybe are like, what? I don't get the context of the question.
Yeah, and I can just based on that comment, I'm going to say, what? I didn't get the context of the question. So I looked it up, and I did some research, and the answer is obvious. I'm going to jump on this one. The answer is today's W3TC is sliders. Any slider plugin, sliders make the world a better place. If not a slider better, then it's got to be Betterfy plugin. Because all sites are better with Betterfy, which in turn makes the world a better place. So sliders or Betterfy, that is today's W3TC. Thank you. Mic drop.
Oh, dang. Okay. Okay.
But I'll let you say something.
Well, I feel like I should explain.
Yes.
W3TC is W3 Total Cache.
Right.
it's a very popular WordPress plugin. It's been around a long time. It's been kind of an established leader in the WordPress caching plugin market. And it has, you know, this is kind of like a not really the accepted narrative, but for those of us really, really immersed, we agree like it's had its day. Its founder is kind of not focusing on that plugin as a primary project. It's not really getting a lot of development. And I think that there are better options out there. And listeners of the show may recall that there's a song that I wrote all specifically about this particular plugin in a very critical tone, available on our SoundCloud. You can listen to that song.
Have we mentioned that yet?
I don't know. That song?
No.
Oh, our SoundCloud. We mentioned it in a previous episode.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go to soundcloud.com/get_options,
right.
And you'll see all the songs that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Now, there's about 22 different tracks.
I got more coming, too.
Blues to raps to rock songs and whatever else. Totally goofy, so don't ever go there and don't listen to any of it.
No, do it. Go. Subscribe.
So all right. The question implies a knowledge of the fact that W3 Total Cache has kind of seen its day. And what is the new leader or like accepted leader in this space?
So then do you think in the space of cache or caching tools or in the space of being an industry, like a lead and kind of doing things right?
I think it's the question is specifically referring to the caching requirement,
which I do not like that question then.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going more ethereal, if you will, like what's, you know, because it was that big, you know, like the elephant in the room, it was, you know, it was, you know, that aspect of it. Right. So I have another option, if you will, or options, besides my sliders and Betterfy.
I'm going to go with today's W3TC being Jekyll.
What's it called?
Jekyll. That's a joke that you won't laugh at, but maybe like a developer will laugh at that because Jekyll is not a plugin. Here, I have to explain the joke.
Please. That's
the problem. That's the problem. Okay. Jekyll is a static site generator, so it's not anything to do with WordPress.
Gotcha.
So it's not using like a runtime programming language like PHP. It's not a CMS. It's something where you write like Markdown or HTML files and it generates HTML files for your website. So it's not running any programming or scripts.
Is there a brother equivalent like or a relative called Hide?
No, I mean, not that I am aware of. I'm not familiar with every okay. Satisfied generator, but I've started using Jekyll recently, and it's pretty legit.
Hmm.
So in the last episode, we actually talked a little bit about our early websites.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you may recall. And that really just took me back to a simpler time.
Oh, my gosh.
When websites were just like static HTML.
Mm-hmm.
And I was building them in Dreamweaver.
Yeah, me too.
And it was so mill. Different then.
Yeah.
And those websites, they were terrible, but, you know, they loaded quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They were fast. And I don't know. It's something for us to reflect on, because those pages, they were quick and snappy, even though it was ugly underneath and burdensome to manage.
Right. Well, it was burdensome to manage in the sense of, in the perspective of multiple changes across the board. Like if you were changing, like I would say, the copyright or header or date, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, once you have more than, you know, 10 pages, you have to do 10 changes versus a CMS where it's, you know, it's database driven. So,
yeah.
All yeah.
that stuff.
Anyway.
But
so yeah, Jekyll.
I don't know. So now we have like really heavy websites and we speed them up by using caching.
Right.
A little bit.
Right.
There's a lot of plugins out there that are pretty good.
Okay.
That aren't W3 Total Cache. And all of them I would use before I would use W3 Total Cache.
Right. Do you have a favorite right now?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but there's a few that I respect and would feel comfortable using, like recommending.
Okay.
Somebody asks me, I'll say, go ahead. WP Rocket is pretty established.
Mm-hmm.
They do great stuff. I trust them. WP Super Cache is also pretty solid and has been around a long time. That one is actually maintained by Automatic.
Oh, right.
There's one called Batcache, which is pretty reputable. And because we've got this whole Supercache and Batcache thing, Triple J got clever and created one called Spidercache to kind of poke fun and like do the superhero trend, like Superman and Batman and Spider-Man. So there's a Spidercache plugin maintained by Triple J, which is pretty lean and effective. So those are the ones that I would say check out any of those before W3 Total Cache.
I'm also using one. I'd recently used, my friend recommended it. Do I have it here on the site? I'm looking. No, that's not it. What's it called? It is WP Fastest Cache, which I've tested and it works pretty well. So, yeah.
Dang. Going with strong language in your product name,
right?
Fastest.
So I'm gonna spin this the other direction real quick. In Rigo's question, if he wasn't looking for an actual what's today's W3TC versus like an actual product versus a company who's doing things right.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think from the perspective of, maybe I was just way off, but I'm gonna just share this anyways, off or not. I want to share this. I think doing things right is important. Good customer support is what I call today's W3TC. Good, you know, doing the right thing for their customers, if you will. Always going to have issues with whatever tool you're using. So that said, customer support's key. And I recommend three teams. I recommend ServerPress team, Greg Franklin, for customer support. You know, they got beat up. Mark mentioned it. But Greg is a good friend, but he goes above and beyond.
Sure does.
He really does. I mean, just amazing what he does. Actually, the other team, which is interesting, well, not interesting. I'll go out of order here. FreshBooks. I use them for, not a sponsor, I use them for my billing. I keep saying that. I'm hoping one of these people will just say, hey, we'll sponsor your show. FreshBooks, awesome support. I send them a question. I get answered within minutes, if not, under an hour. It's just really cool. And lastly, you're going to be surprised, but the EDD and Affiliate WP team for support. I've had some questions.
Whoa.
I don't go directly to you just because I can. I don't. I actually open a ticket because I'm a customer. And answers are quick in reply and relevant. So I think I'm going to go with support as the, that kind of concept. That's how I read or heard the question originally. I didn't know if he really meant was he looking for the replacement for W3TC or is he looking for overall conceptual idea? So I don't know.
Interesting.
That's how I kind of looked into it. So, all right.
Well, that's nice. That's still nice reflection.
Yeah. Thanks. If I'm off, Rigo, sorry. If I'm not off, yes. So it's cool.
There's the discussions about caching plugins make me think of some interesting conversations that I've participated in or just watched about caching in general. Like, at this age where we're making these really complicated websites driven by all kinds of runtime code in the background and loading all kinds of stuff. Like, let's just add every JavaScript library we might ever need and enqueue all of them and just every plugin and these robust themes. And then, you know what? Our site is extremely slow, so let's just cache it. And there's a cool conversation that sometimes people have about caching and how some contest that, you know, if we're focusing a lot on the caching, then it's like
maybe the site's not done properly.
Well, a little bit. It's like a misplaced focus.
Right.
It's kind of covering up the problem.
Right.
And also even an accusatory tone towards some providers like web hosts, for example, some of them who may claim fast loading web pages,
right,
like blazing speed websites, whatever. But when in reality, what they have is just heavily cached websites,
right,
and they're testing very heavily cached versions of the website, which kind of hides the fact that maybe the infrastructure underneath is pretty subpar.
So what's the solution? Let me ask you that. Is there a solution? Is there a way to solve this?
I think we just have to go back to HTML pages.
Okay. There we go.
Simple as that.
There you go.
I don't know. I mean, performance is a big complicated issue. Caching is not the end all for
Isn't the answer SSD drives? When all the hosting companies pitched that for the longest time. Now everyone's on, you know, SSD, right, that's going to solve your problems.
No, there's no one thing that is in like the marketing spiel from a host that will speed up your site. But it has to be taken in multiple layers. If you're responsible for a website, it's your responsibility to understand the hosting infrastructure underneath and layers in between, like what code is running to power your website, your CMS, and all the plugins and everything. And then on the front end,
and there's also shared hosting issues. There's a lot going on when it comes to the.
There's so much that goes into it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And then caching is complicated too. Because we're running dynamic websites now.
Right.
So anything that has to do with cache can cause problems with stuff that has to be dynamic. Like, for example, like a shopping cart feature on a website. You can't cache that.
Right.
So we have to make like clever exclusions for the cache. You can't cache the entire contents of your page because there are dynamic elements that show like how many things you have in your cart. If you cached it, then every other visitor would get the same thing.
Which is fine if it's an expensive item. So that's the thing. So you sell one product for one price.
Right.
That's it.
I guess.
That's it. You know, and they can only buy one at a time, not even two. Quantity one.
Right, right. Or we have issues where like as soon as the customer logs in, then the site slows to a crawl because none of that can possibly be cached.
Right. Okay. Good question. Really deeper than I expected it to be. I like my answer better. I like my interpretation of it. But I think you're right. I don't know. Well, Rigo, send another question in if you have another one.
Okay.
But be really specific in how you want to answer. All right. Moving on. Question two. This one comes from our buddy Dustin. Here you go. Here's Dustin.
What is the best book that you've ever read?
Wow.
Dang, Dustin.
Yeah. That's a toughie. That's deep. So do you have one?
You know, I never have one. We keep getting these kinds of questions from listeners. Like, what's the one podcast episode to listen to? What's the best thing that I should read? What's the number one only plugin if you had to just use one? Or just these kinds of questions. And I'm like, no.
Who's the one person you want to go back to Costa Rica with?
For me,
it's Ellen. Sorry. It's not you.
Definitely. It's definitely Carson. But anyway,
nice.
I've got to. I can't just give one.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
do that.
How many do you have? Do I need to run like a timer for you? Do you need like a few minutes?
No.
Okay, so let me answer. So I thought about this.
I broke it up into fiction and nonfiction.
Ooh, actually. Fascinating. I broke it up into times of my life. like, you know, like decades.
sure. But that's reasonable too.
Yeah, but at the same token, there's no way. I mean, I read so much and I've read so much. I couldn't remember. I mean, I thought about this question for like a week. Well, four or five. Yeah, about a week. And I just decided to, I mean, for example, here, I'll start with it. Like when I was a kid, Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein.
Oh, classic.
Right. Yeah. Also, Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley. Have I ever? Oh,
And wow. I think for me, and Ellen actually got me one for my birthday years and years ago. It wasn't the exact story. There's a whole bunch of stories about Flat Stanley now. My dad's name is Stanley. So I think I love the book because it was also my dad's name, and he mailed himself places and stuff. As I got a little older, you know, you were talking about Stephen King. So I didn't like scary movies either back in the day. And I realized, you know, I could read a book. I can close it if I got scared. It's just words, not visual. So I started reading. I think Firestarter was the first one I ever read. And then I went to Cujo and It really freaked me out. The Stand was awesome, by the way. So I read all his books for a while when I was traveling to Europe back in like 1984, 85. I read like a ton of Stephen King books. And as I've gotten older, I've just, you know, I mean, a lot of the marketing, business, mindset. But one recently that stuck out with me was The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And then finally, I realized that, seriously, I woke up in the morning and I realized I had an answer of probably the one book that I do carry with me just about everywhere, which you may not know this. It's actually in my bag. You want to know right now? Should I tell you?
Yeah, tell me. I'm dying to know.
The Tao Te Ching.
What is that?
It's you don't know what the Tao Te Ching is? It's like the Tao, T-A-O. You never heard of it? You should Google it real quick.
I should.
It's a book of, it's the quotes, simplicity, patience, compassion. It's by Lao Tzu. I even wrote my own. It's a small little book. I've had it for years, since college, I think. And that's one thing that if I am in a spot where I'm like, you know, I just need to kind of practice some clarity of mind, I'll read that. And I wrote my own at one point when I was living in San Francisco, just to help myself get through certain parts of my life. So anyway.
Wow.
So yeah, I'll maybe at the end of this I'll even say my poem.
Whoa, crazy. Okay, cool. Have you ever read any WordPress books? It's kind of a WordPress show.
Huh. Was he looking for a WordPress book? I don't think he was.
No, okay. I don't think so. But it just made me think of it. I did read A Year Without Pants.
Oh yes, I did read that. That's actually, yeah, of course. That was a good book.
Yeah. That's probably the only, I mean, there's WordPress for Dummies and stuff, and there's actually the WordPress book, mm-hmm. like a history book on GitHub, which is pretty good. Just kind of documenting the history of the WordPress project. Mm-hmm. Very cool. But other than that, yeah, I broke mine into fiction and nonfiction, but you did, everything you were saying was like making me think of more like childhood books and stuff. Did you ever read like The Stinky Cheese Man?
Oh yeah.
Another Fairly Stupid Tales?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I loved that stuff when I was little.
I mean, also real quick, I like also have books that I read to the kids, which I loved, you know, recently, like, you know,
right.
Is it Huff-a-Moose or something about moose? I don't know. Oh, Goodnight Moon. One of my favorites.
Actually, that you make me think of Goodnight Brew. Actually, Ashley got it's kind of a parody of Goodnight Moon, but it's all about brewing beer and these quirky animals in a brewery, and it's just a riot. I love that book. So Goodnight Brew is an even better version of that classic tale. So that's a good one that I'll read to Abigail. In my fiction, there's a few that I remember just like always loving, maybe reading multiple times some of them, but I've read like probably way, I don't know, 10 times as many fiction books as I have nonfiction, at least. Way more fiction. Fiction is always, I mean, reading to me has always been fun recreation time.
Right.
And so I always gravitate towards just like stories that take me away somewhere totally different. So a lot of fantasy and adventure stories, mm-hmm. stuff like everything by Tolkien, The Silmarillion and whatnot. The Aragorn series I always enjoyed. I've read all the Game of Thrones. Count of Monte Cristo has always been one of my favorites. That story is just so epic. The ultimate revenge story has never been done better. In Man in the Iron Mask, also by Alexander Dumas. I've read everything about Sherlock Holmes, all of those.
Wow.
Big Sherlock Holmes fan. 1984, I enjoyed, I don't know, a lot of those kind of books. Nonfiction wise, I enjoy everything by Malcolm Gladwell very mm-hmm. much.
Seth Godin.
The Summa Theologica is a Thomas Aquinas theology masterpiece from, like, I don't know, probably 1500 years ago,
right,
at least. But it's
I remember that came out.
Yeah. yeah. You were probably in high school.
I was 9.
Star Wars Fatal Alliance.
you just finished that one.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, you know, I read a lot in college. I mean, that's the thing. I read a lot growing up, you know, novels and stuff. I mean, yeah, technology was different. We didn't have what we have now. And then I was forced to read a little bit, obviously, during college and theater. So I read a lot of theater, a lot of plays. Obviously, that was my major. So there's that. I mean, there's a tons of that. I mean, the Oedipus Rex, I even wrote a paper on Oedipus, you know, almost like a thesis. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why time in life, and I think that's the way you might want to break it down. But to pick one book, Dustin, come on.
Yeah, give me a break.
But that said, I do think The Tao would probably be if I had to pick one, I think it might be that.
Shoot. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I would pick. Maybe The Count of Monte Cristo. Mm.
I also read again. So last year, Avalon had to read, not 2 years ago, I guess, she read some books for school, and I wanted to kind of read them as well. So I read Catcher in the Rye again. Always liked that book. I also read, which I never read, Of Mice and Men, which I'm like, this was lame. I just did not like the ending. I'm like, come on, that's it? It ends? That was ridiculous.
Wow.
So anyway. Mm. Oh, and then Limitless. Actually, Limitless was a book. I love the movie, by the way. Movie is better than the book, which is rare to say. I read the book, and I remember thinking, I get to the last page, and I turn the page, it's over. I'm like, what? What happened? It was like, I'm like, where's the rest of the story? Yeah, and the book was awesome. I mean, the movie was awesome with, what's his name? Bradley Cooper.
Right.
Man crush. Anyway.
I liked Cloud Atlas. Actually.
I never read it or saw it.
I enjoyed both.
Okay, interesting. Honestly, they're on my list. I wanted to. It's a dense book, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of...
I don't know. No, okay. I thought it was pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah. It moves quick, and it was fun.
Nice. Do you want me to... I wrote it out. I mean, I have my poem from The Tao. Do you want me to say my version? What I wrote?
Interested? Why not?
Or should I put it in a song? No, I'm kidding. Give
that
me a beat.
Be better. But...
No. The Tao only breathes heavy when weight is pressed upon her chest. The butterfly dances in the dawn.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh. Okay.
It's visual.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was going on for you when you wrote that?
I was hiking. I was living in San Francisco, and it gave me something to say as a mantra. San Francisco has a lot of hills.
Yeah.
And there's no reason. And at my age, honestly, at the time when I was living there was no reason for me to be breathing heavy to walk up a hill. That's what I was thinking. So, you know, it's a hill. My life was simple. It really was. So, you know, versus others in the world. So that's why.
Cool.
Nothing was pushing down on my chest to make me breathe heavy versus just a hill. That's how I kind of, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I still say it. Cool. I still use it. So.
Okay.
Okay. Are we good with books?
We are.
Okay. We have now a segment. Do we have we don't have a song for this one, do we?
No, we don't.
Dang it. I got to work on that. Maybe I'll do that.
You really
week.
Do.
Okay.
Hurry up.
This is the segment of called Vague Rant Up. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. This is a time where we just go on an angry rant. There's something that we just got to get off our chest that we're a little frustrated about. And it's just, we've been burning and stewing on it a little bit. And we just want to share with you our frustration and anger and disappointment. And we're not going to be the nice guys that we usually are during this segment. We're just about to just let it all out there. So what do you got?
No, do you want to go first?
I don't know.
You should go first.
Okay, I'll go first. All right.
Hope it's not the same thing I have.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's not. I am dead sick of listening to developers rant about the bad code that they see, especially when it's in public projects which are begging for contributions. I see this sort of thing all the time. Too many programmers like to make themselves feel better about themselves by laughing at crappy code that they encounter. And I think this is ridiculous. They love following those threads on Reddit and posting screenshots in Slack, all consisting of code written by someone less experienced than them. I used to be guilty of this, but now I hate it and I think it's total bullcrap. Really. Not fair, and also just lame. You are lame if this is what you enjoy doing. So the things to keep in mind, first of all, you don't know the backstory of the code. that you're making fun of. It could have been written by someone who was just getting started. And that's fair. How much fun is it to just mock somebody who's still learning? That's kind of lame. And it could have been written by someone who's not a developer, but had to regardless. And I've been in many of those situations. Even I was doing this in my early days where I was not responsible. I was not a developer by trade, but for some reason, the responsibility was thrust upon me of doing something code related. And so I hacked my way through it, and I did my best, but it wasn't my job. And so could reasonably be excused it being less than perfect. It could have been written under a hurried deadline. Sorry, you know, we don't all live in this perfect situation where you can just take all the time that you want in the world to write and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite and test and test and test your code. Some of us actually have deadlines, and whether we like it or not, we have to ship stuff. So you don't know the backstory. It could have been a mistake. And the author of the code could be out there saying, oh my gosh, I hope nobody sees that because that was terrible. They could totally agree with you. They could be laughing at their code themselves too, just like you're probably laughing at the earliest stuff that you wrote when you were getting started.
True.
So, and second, why not contribute? It's one thing to open up a client site and chuckle at the hacked together mess that you see, which we often do, but it's really another to poke fun at public projects like other themes or plugins which are open to feedback. I say always give feedback whenever possible. It's so easy. Be the kind of person who gives constructive feedback. Don't go and like open tickets or issues and say things like, this is wrong. Say rather, this would work faster if you did it this other way. Make it a learning opportunity, or reference what you're talking about, or examples, help people get better. Now, why have I changed my tune on this so much? That's mostly because I have been reminded over and over again that there are real people responsible for whatever I see. And I have met many of them, which is a privilege. I have on numerous occasions found myself sitting at a table with someone whose work I previously had criticized.
Awkward.
Which can be awkward. It can be awkward. Maybe I hadn't publicly criticized, but I have been sitting at a table. Even fairly recently when I was in Vegas, I found myself sitting at a table next to someone who had made a plugin that I had not like publicly criticized, but I had been at a meetup and we had been comparing a series of comparable plugins. They were form plugins, actually. We compared a lot of form plugins. And there was one that I was like, I don't really like this one. I don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. It's not my favorite. I wouldn't pick it. And then I found myself sitting at a table next to the author of that plugin.
Ooh.
Whom I had never met before. And they never know, and they still don't know that I had any critiques of their works.
Right.
But it just made me rethink everything entirely. And I got to listen to that person talk about the work that they'd done and their self-critiques, how they felt about their plugin, how they felt about their code, and the long backstory, the saga of writing and rewriting this and learning as they went. And suddenly I gained an understanding of how it came to be the way that it is and who they're even trying to serve, because my perception of it wasn't very accurate. So now I feel like they're very undeserving of my criticism. And this is why I very rarely criticize on our show, because I probably know the people responsible for whatever works we're talking about, and I respect that they're doing their best. So right. Don't be that jerk out there. If you are the kind of person who just enjoys making fun of people who are not as advanced at you in your profession, you're just a jerk. All right?
Okay. All right.
There you go. That's my rant.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Nice. Okay, so mine's a little shorter and not at all in the WordPress space in this time. Most recently, buying things from Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or Letgo, because, you know, we moved across the country and we kind of did let go of, you know, some furniture. We didn't bring everything we had. We wanted to get some newer things. But so we're buying stuff locally from other people. And the advertisements and the descriptions say certain things the way they're described. In this case, for example, girls dresser, which is yellow, pink girl's desk, white girl's headboard, or, you know, a sleigh bed. Why does color of furniture, in this case, mean girls? I mean, when did furniture become gender specific? I don't get it. I have a daughter. You have a daughter. Who cares? My boys like pink, red, blue, yellow, white. Oh my gosh. It is one of my biggest pet peeves. I want to write back to these people so badly all the time and says, why is that bed a girl's bed? It's a bed. It doesn't care who sleeps in it. Right? I'm just saying. And why does it care who would close? Because it came out of their girl's room? I understand that. You don't need to put that on there anymore. So just from the perspective of gender and where we're at in the world, I am beyond pissy when it comes to this kind of thing. I bite my tongue. I don't say anything. I don't want to be that guy in the neighbor or on, you know, nextdoor.com, etc. But and then as a subtextual bonus here is, why don't you take Venmo, PayPal, or other ways of paying online? Come on, it's 2018.
Jeez.
Who has cash? All right.
Come on, nobody's cash.
I feel better. Thank you for letting me do a rant up. Short and sweet. Just want to get that out there. It's been on my mind for a long time.
So it does seem weird when you really think about it. If I'm selling a bed, even if it's pink and covered in flowers, why do I need
to say
the
girls
need to add in my description to say this is for girls, just so you know?
It's not. It's a bed.
You can see the picture, but in case you're looking at the picture and you don't understand, I want you to know, prospective customer, that if you buy this, it needs to be used for a girl.
Right. I know.
You can do whatever you want with the bed.
I mean, come on. I know. All right. So that's it for the show. Want to wrap us up?
All right. Well, this has been probably a really long show.
It's been pretty long.
If anybody's still listening, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I felt like we kind of went off in our own directions all over the place today. I don't know. Guess what, though? We've got another episode coming next week. And our constant challenge to ourselves is, how can we make the next episode even better than this episode? I think that that's possible, frankly. And I think that we're capable of doing it, but you know what we need to make the next episode as awesome as possible? We need $10,000 of your money and also your questions.
That's awesome.
Your questions, actually. That's the most important thing, but also a lot of your money. But mostly your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can send them to us. Email whatever questions. Just write them out. Type them out on your keyboard or typewriter and email them to us. questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Or you can go to our website. We have one of those, getoptionspodcast.com. And you can click a little button and you can plug in your microphone and leave us a voicemail, and we can play that on a future episode. And you know what? Even just that, just your beautiful voice on a next episode will probably make it the greatest episode that we've ever done. That's my prediction.
That week.
So I want you to send us your voicemail, your questions, or if we even have a contact form, if you want to just type all these questions off the cuff, everything that's concerning you about the future and about your life and your business, everything that you're kind of worried about, or anything that you think that I bet Kyle and Adam have a funny take on this topic, go ahead, dump it into our contact form, hit submit, see what happens. I dare you. All right, so that's it.
Okay. You can find Kyle at Mr. Kyle Maurer over on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver, and we together are at get_options. And on that note, say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.